Well, it depends on the choice Florida makes. It could be good for Florida's economy if we decide to participate in the expansion of Medicaid because of the huge federal subsidies and the economic benefits that ensue from that. If we decide not to participate in the expansion, then it's somewhat of a wash because of the expenses that Florida will pay as it's part of the Affordable Care Act without getting the full benefits of the act.
But, you know, the Health Care Act is just so incredibly complex, but this particular aspect, the expansion of Medicaid, how important is that component?
This is a very critical issue. If the state decides to participate in the expansion of Medicaid, the federal government will pay 90 to 100% of the extra cost. And then the enrollment in Medicaid would be expanded dramatically. The state estimates an additional 2 million people would be covered by the state's Medicaid program under this expansion. It would cost $10 billion. But of that amount, the national government will pay the vast majority. But still, the state would be exposed to $1 to $2 billion of additional expense over the next 5 years if it decides to participate.
Well, how would the state afford that? I mean, the state has had budgetary problems. Where would this money come from? How would the state come up with the money to do this?
Well, in a couple of different ways. The budget situation for the state does look a lot better now, and it appears that there will be extra money, whether it'll be $1 to $2 billion extra dollars, and whether the state would want to devote all of that to this program remains to be seen. The state could increase its sales tax or other taxes if it chose to do that. Also, the state is embarking upon and has petitioned the federal government to change the way in which Medicaid is provided in Florida to convert from a fee-for-service basis to a capitation or an HMO basis. And the state estimates that that would save about $1 billion a year. So a portion of it would be made up through that cost savings.
Well, now, my understanding was that the federal government would pay 100% of the cost of that Medicaid expansion.
Not quite 100%. And so a small percentage of a big number is a lot of dough in Florida. And so that's where we get the state's estimate of $1 to $2 billion of state cost, even accepting the federal expansion. And that's why the governor and the legislature are legitimately concerned about how to do that. All of that said, if we expand Medicaid spending, it does have significant economic benefits in Florida. Obviously, we'd have a healthier workforce and a healthier population. Secondly, we'd have this dramatic expansion of spending on health care, which has a dramatic positive economic impact. It would be the biggest economic development program our state's seen in a long time. I mean, at $10 billion a year, we're talking about creating 50 to 75,000 new jobs, and these are fairly high-paid jobs because they're in the medical area. Now, there is some cost to the economy. No doubt, if Florida participates, there'll be some additional taxes and expenses. And the Affordable Care Act has a disproportionate impact on small businesses, especially restaurants and tourist-related businesses that really are primary to our economy here in Central Florida.
So will the people working in that industry as housekeepers or prep cooks or waiters, will they have health insurance through their employers after the Affordable Care Act fully takes effect?
They're going to be required to have health insurance. So they're either going to get it through their employers or they're going to get it through the exchanges. And if they are of low income, which is defined as 133% of the federal poverty line, which is about $40,000, if they have less than that, their care would be subsidized through the exchanges. So they're going to get health insurance. The question is whether it comes through the employer. The rules for the employers are still being determined, the precise rules, but they're complicated. If an employer has 50 or more employees, they must provide health insurance to their full-time employees, which is defined as people working 30 hours or more. And if they fail to do that, they pay a penalty of $2,000 per employee. Now, consider the dilemma. The average worker in a restaurant or in housekeeping or at hotels earns about $24,000 in Central Florida. So a $2,000 additional cost is very significant relative to that. So what we're likely to see is a lot of 29-hour workers to avoid the 30-hour limit of full-time. We're likely to see a lot of companies break into pieces, and there'll be all kinds of shifting around to try to avoid having to cover their workers. But what we should remember is the costs don't go away. If the employers or if others don't pay the cost directly, they get shifted to society, and therefore we all pay.